The first reading, as we hear this story about Naaman the Syrian, the man who is a pagan who comes to be healed, we marvel at his faith. This little girl speaks to him about the prophet in Israel, and he believes, and he goes immediately. And isn't it amazing when the king of Israel opens this letter from the king of Aram? He gets angry. Rather than saying, oh, you need to go and see Elisha, the prophet, instead his response is, what, am I some sort of a god that I can do this? He has no faith. That was the problem. Our Lord speaks of that exact same thing in the gospel today. He talks to the people in his own hometown. So they hear about what's going on in Bethsaida and in the other places where the Lord is working the majority of his miracles, just as the people in Israel had heard about what was going on at the time of Elisha. Now again, we could say, well, I mean, Elisha was only the second of the prophets, you know, at that time, so maybe the people didn't know. The people all knew. Word gets around. They all knew. They knew who Elijah was. They knew who Elisha was. They just didn't believe in God. Remember, it wasn't too long before that Elijah had to go with the 450 prophets of Baal and say to the people, look, if the Lord is God, serve him, if Baal's God, serve him. Which is it going to be? And what did they do? Oh, we don't know. The heck if you don't know. And yet, they didn't want to make a decision. They didn't want to commit themselves to anything. Welcome to America in the 21st century. We don't commit to anything except ourselves. And so our Lord says to the people, look, there were many widows in Israel at the time of Elijah, and to none of them was Elijah sent, but to a pagan woman. There were many lepers in Israel at the time of Elisha, but not one of them was healed except for Naaman the Syrian. Because the people in Israel to whom God had revealed himself and given the truth didn't believe. You go back in the Old Testament and it happens over and over and over and over. First it's with Moses, then it's with the judges, and then it's with the prophets. It's the same problem again and again and again and again. Look what's going on in the church right now. We have fewer than 25% of people who call themselves Catholic that even go to church at all. And among those 25% of the people who actually go to Mass, only about 25% even believe that Jesus is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. So why don't we see things happening in the church? Because there is no faith. Pure and simple. You can start at the top and work your way down. I'm not saying you people don't have faith. I'm just saying in general, there is a crisis of faith. Most bishops and priests are far more interested in your wallet than they are in your soul. Most people are more interested in going to the store than they are going to church. We're far more interested in looking at the internet than we are at looking at the Blessed Sacrament. We say that we believe, but do we? I'm amazed at people who aren't Catholic, who when they see what the truth is, they embrace it and they live it. The rest of us, it's like, oh yeah, I know, that's what the church says. Like, how about it's the truth, and this is how we're supposed to live our lives. Oh no, we don't want to be bothered. We don't want to have to change. We don't want to have to repent. We don't really want to have to live our lives for Jesus Christ. We just want to go along, we want to do it our way. Remember, long before Frank Sinatra sang that stupid song about doing it his way, there was another creature who did it his way. He's usually portrayed with two horns and a tail. He did it his way. Look at where it got him. We don't want to do it our way. We want to do it his way. That's what our lives are supposed to be about. And again, we just need to remember in the situation in which we're living right now, what a great opportunity to become saints. Just like in the time of Elijah, where there were only 7,000 people in the entire country of Israel who did not bend their knee to Baal. Yeah, it would have been difficult to be alive at that time, to try and be Jewish at that time. But what a wonderful opportunity for those people to say, no, I am going to remain faithful to God, even if everybody else goes the other way. That's right where you and I are now. What a great opportunity. And that's what we have to be able to do, seize the day, take full advantage of this, not just to simply say that I believe in God, but now to put it into practice. That's the challenge. Because it is going not only against what's happening in the world, tragically, it's going against what is happening in the church. So we need to know what's right. We can't be looking at it and saying, but the bishops are saying this or the priests are doing that. I don't care. What's Jesus say? That's what matters. We are here to serve the Lord, not to judge ourselves against what some priest is doing or what some bishop is doing or whatever it might be. That's not it. And we're living now in the time that we're spoken of at Akita. Bishop will be against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. Maybe you saw last week there's a bishop that had to write an article and publish it about a cardinal who's a heretic. Both in the United States, by the way. And what do you do when you got a cardinal who's a heretic, this bishop is asking? Isn't it amazing where we've come to? But what a beautiful thing that we have the truth. It's all there for us. It's all written down. It's all presented. All we have to do is embrace it and live it. That's what God is giving us an opportunity to do. So he couldn't find faith in Israel. Remember when the pagan centurion said, oh, no, you don't have to come to my house and do it. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus looked around, he said, never have I found such faith in Israel. What an amazing statement. What would he say to us today? Yeah, I hate to think about what he would say to us today. So it's time now to live it, to embrace the faith and put it into practice. That's what the Lord is looking for. That's what these readings are calling us to do, to get to the point that the Lord doesn't have to go to some pagan place to be able to find somebody who has faith. He should be able to find that right within his own church. That's what he wants for you and me, to have the faith in him, to have such a charity, such a love for him, that he would find a home within our hearts.